You're going to listen to the story of a very courageous woman. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer A, B, C, or D for each question, 1 to 8. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Sister Claire of the Sacred Heart was a distinctive figure in early United States history in the Pacific Northwest. She was a pioneer leader and a woman of faith who laid the foundation for significant health, education, and social services in the region. She was described in various ways: compassionate, visionary, creative, resourceful. There are many legends about her life. In 1858, Sister Claire opened St. Peter's Hospital, the first in the Northwest, one tiny room with 4 beds, benches, and tables carved by Sister Claire herself. In 1874, when space needs were critical, Sister Claire designed the large 3-story brick building, a combination of hospital, residence, and academy that became the sisters' headquarters at Fort Vancouver. To finance new buildings and their work, Sister Claire and some of her sisters launched what they called begging tours. They spent weeks on horseback and camping outdoors to go to mines as far away as Montana and Colorado, where they appealed to lucky prospectors for donations. The records tell of outwitting stagecoach robbers, of surviving severe storms, and of encounters with fire, wolves, and even a grizzly bear. On one of their begging tours, Sister Claire was going into Colorado by stagecoach with a big sum of money, and a bandit held them up. And they were told to throw all their bags on the ground, and so they all did. But Sister Claire says, "Excuse me, can I get that bag?" It was her bag with all the money, and the bandit had enough respect, I guess, for someone in a religious habit. He said yes, so she picked it up and she kept her money. Very courageous of her, really amazing. Another time they were camping and they did not have proper equipment for camping. They're in their wool habits on horseback. No sleeping bag, just rolls, blanket rolls. They camp and they have their horses around the perimeter and they're getting ready for sleep, making some primitive shelter, and then they hear wolves and lots of wolves. And the horses are just going crazy. And so they start to build fires to scare the wolves away. The fires get out of control. And so they spend all night whacking out the fires, but everybody survived. Just amazing adventures. Sister Claire had grown up in Montreal. Her father was a woodworker, so she had a lot of woodworking skills, and she always maintained a wood shop in the basement of the hospital, and so she was very familiar with construction. The stories are that she would come and survey the site, and if she did not like what she saw, she would knock it down and do it herself. Or just tear it down and tell them to redo it. She was very hardworking, very headstrong. She probably didn't have the people skills that you would maybe think she would have or would need to have, but she knew how to get things done. Sister Claire of the Sacred Heart was a distinctive figure in early United States history in the Pacific Northwest. She was a pioneer leader and a woman of faith who laid the foundation for significant health, education, and social services in the region. She was described in various ways: compassionate, visionary, creative, resourceful. There are many legends about her life. In 1858, Sister Claire opened St. Peter's Hospital, the first in the Northwest, one tiny room with 4 beds, benches, and tables carved by Sister Claire herself. In 1874, when space needs were critical, Sister Claire designed the large 3-story brick building, a combination of hospital, residence, and academy that became the sisters' headquarters at Fort Vancouver. To finance new buildings and their work, Sister Claire and some of her sisters launched what they called begging tours. They spent weeks on horseback and camping outdoors to go to mines as far away as Montana and Colorado, where they appealed to lucky prospectors for donations. The records tell of outwitting stagecoach robbers, of surviving severe storms, and of encounters with fire, wolves, and even a grizzly bear. On one of their begging tours, Sister Claire was going into Colorado by stagecoach with a big sum of money, and a bandit held them up. And they were told to throw all their bags on the ground, and so they all did. But Sister Claire says, "Excuse me, can I get that bag?" It was her bag with all the money, and the bandit had enough respect, I guess, for someone in a religious habit. He said yes, so she picked it up and she kept her money. Very courageous of her, really amazing. Another time they were camping and they did not have proper equipment for camping. They're in their wool habits on horseback. No sleeping bag, just rolls, blanket rolls. They camp and they have their horses around the perimeter and they're getting ready for sleep, making some primitive shelter, and then they hear wolves and lots of wolves. And the horses are just going crazy. And so they start to build fires to scare the wolves away. The fires get out of control. And so they spend all night whacking out the fires, but everybody survived. Just amazing adventures. Sister Claire had grown up in Montreal. Her father was a woodworker, so she had a lot of woodworking skills, and she always maintained a wood shop in the basement of the hospital, and so she was very familiar with construction. The stories are that she would come and survey the site, and if she did not like what she saw, she would knock it down and do it herself. Or just tear it down and tell them to redo it. She was very hardworking, very headstrong. She probably didn't have the people skills that you would maybe think she would have or would need to have, but she knew how to get things done.